time for the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. This week we'll continue our mini-series on the seven abominations found in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. Verse 16 reads, "In these six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to Him." Today we'll look at number 3, which is a hand that sheds innocent blood. Well, I think this one is pretty straightforward. God hates it when innocent people are killed. Simple enough. But the truth is, innocent people are dying every day. We live in a fallen world, and we don't have to look hard to find violence, because it's everywhere. But what is it that drives someone to kill an innocent person on purpose? Well, there are many supposed reasons why someone could be drawn to murder another person. But come on, what's really going on? Is it just a bunch of mental disorders? There's always been innocent bloodshed, but let's face it, statistics show that violence is on the rise all around the world. And when you stop and consider the amount of violence, you can't help but think the world has gone mad. But in my opinion, it's not a bunch of mental disorders causing this problem. Rather, this is the result of disobedience to God. It's the result of telling God to get out of our schools, get out of our families, out of our governments, and out of our countries. But you see, God's word lays out some very clear cause and effects. When we obey His word, ABC happens. When we disobey, DEF happens. Simple cause and effect, right? We have free will, and when we tell God to get out, we are left to our own false gods and our own demise in many cases. It's no wonder homicide rates are up. Humans left to their own will often bring out the worst. Greed, power, corruption, and yes, violence. This is why God gives us direction through His word. There is clear direction on how to live in this fallen world until He returns. But following His direction is your choice, and that's the heart of it right there. It's a choice. And sadly, many often choose their own path away from God. So pray. Pray for your country. Pray for your leaders. Pray for the people. Pray for deliverance. And as a side note, if you're dealing with issues of hatred, anger, depression, or any of the sorts, and the thought of murder sounds appealing to you, please get help immediately. Talk to your pastor or counselor ASAP. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Feel free to contact me with any questions or comments at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. Until next time, this is Dave signing out.